Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, moving into a new house should be exciting, unless, of course, the previous owners never quite moved out.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, it's all there for you online on our Apple page, which you can now listen to Apple Podcasts anywhere you get podcasts, or any on any device, I should say. So Apple Podcasts is where you can get the premium content there. You can try it for 3 days free. Or, of course, there's patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, speaking of the previous owners that didn't move out. Mm-hmm. So across, I share a fence with the house behind me, and we both have half-acre lots, so that's really big.
Yeah.
And they are flipping the house, apparently. I think they just lived there long enough to redo it and put it up for sale. But in the back, they have this, it's not a garage. It almost looks like you could convert it into a mother-in-law house. It's that big.
Okay.
It probably is this, like, at least as big as a two-car garage.
It's a mausoleum.
It's a mausoleum. So from my backyard, I can see it. It's right by my murder she shed, which is my really old shed that kind of is creepy, very creepy. So the other night, I look outside. I'm going to shut my curtains at night. And I look out there and I'm like, that, whatever it is, is creeping me out. Like, it's like something's in there looking at me. So I took a picture of it. And it's like, it's weird when I zoom in. I don't know. There's like something in the window.
Really?
I mean, I don't think it's anything. It's probably just some weird reflection. But it's like, it's this weird, like, I don't know what it is.
Hey.
It's like kind of like a light, but there's no light there. It's something that's kind of yellow and bright.
Does it have an odor around the building? Does it smell?
No odor. I don't think there's dead people back there.
Sure. I mean, there was over on the Hidden Killers podcast, there was a nursing, or not a nursing home, a funeral home in Colorado that it was called Back to Nature Funeral Home.
Yes, I've heard of it.
And there was roughly, I think, like 200 some bodies in there. They literally went to like a closed down Kmart and bought the fixtures, you know, like shelves, like you would put stuff on in the store. And they were just jamming it with bodies.
You know, I listened to a podcast and it happened, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah.
In Georgia, a similar thing. The guys just basically dumping the bodies in the ground around the crematorium.
And they didn't even do that. These are like literally jammed like wall to ceiling or floor to ceiling in this funeral home building that looks like it used to be like a diner or something. But it's oh my God. Well, that's how they got busted, because people... And there's not a lot like really even close to it. There's, I think, like a truck stop down the way. But people were like smelling it that far away and going, what the hell's going on over there? So they take these people's money, tell them that they, you know, either, I don't know, buried them, or they had something about being back to nature. But
it was probably a crematorium, but they was it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was that. It was a crematorium. But they stopped cremating the bodies, and they just, so they're giving them like fake shit. And then... And then they're just keeping the bodies because they didn't want to, I don't know, spend the energy on cremating. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, what is the purpose here?
The podcast I listened to about the one in Georgia, I think the wherever they actually burned the bodies, I think that had broken down. Rather than fix it, he just kept stashing the bodies. Yeah. Like, I think he kind of got behind in his work. It's like, I got too much to do.
Is it really expensive? I'd have no idea, but I would imagine like something that is hot enough to burn bodies probably costs a little bit of money to get work done if it's broken.
But you've got all these bodies coming in. People are paying you. It's not like you're not being paid, because they're not going to, you're not going to take it unless people pay you up front.
Well, exactly. That's why I can't imagine why it doesn't make a lot of sense to me why they didn't just keep going. As a business. Because it had been a successful one for quite some time. And I don't know, it's the most bizarre story. And it's disheartening. They had to go in there like with dental records eventually to try and figure out who was who. And the creepiest part is the owners could be seen on like security cameras just walking in there with no masks or anything like that, just dumping bodies, doing their thing. And by the time the authorities had to come in, it's full on, you know, hazmat suits. Because you can't.
God, I couldn't imagine.
I can't imagine what that smelled like. I think they're finally tearing, or they did tear the place down now, I believe. But
And to me, just the disrespect that shows to your loved one.
Yes.
Even though that's the shell your loved one was in, that's pretty precious to you. I would be so outraged to know that, you know, and I paid money for this and you just didn't care.
Yeah.
God, I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it was a messed up one. So just think that might be going on in the shed behind your house.
Well, I haven't smelled it yet. Oh. And if I do, you will be the first to know, because we might want to do a Hidden Killers episode
on
that.
Yes, I agree.
Along with death. A Real Ghost Stories episode on that.
You know, the smell of death takes time to flow when you're rotten so much.
But I did notice when I was in the backyard, where it does not smell, by the way, in my Murder She Shed, that has the pair of crutches that I found in there that are wrapped in black plastic.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe a raccoon or something has like torn the plastic. Now the top of the crutches are exposed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just leaving them. This is nature. I'm assuming it's some raccoon or something. I don't know why they would do that. Or it's something, maybe it's something from that building on the other side of the fence. And it's coming over. It's coming ghostly. Over.
It's coming over. It's creeping in.
One crutch. It was crutch so weird the other night. I just looked out there and I'm like, it's like something staring at me from that building. So I took a picture and it's not like, oh my God, there's the ghost of Elizabeth. But it was just this weird, I don't know what that is in the window. And it could be a million things. It could, who knows? Some kind of weird reflection or something. But right. I don't know.
Of the trapped bodies inside.
But now at night, every night, I'm convinced something is looking at me.
That's great.
Thing. And I've lived here for 4 years. I never felt that until just last week.
You'll have to send me pictures when you take them.
Okay, I will.
All right, let's go to our phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, so I have a pretty creepy ghost story. When I was about, I'd say maybe 6 or 7, I used to live in this house, and it was the first haunted house that I had ever really, like, experienced. And now, like, I'm still haunted by all kinds of stuff. I'm into the paranormal, ghosts, everything. Well, anyway, I was about 6 or 7 in this house, and the first experience we had was we had a remote on our living room table, and we were watching a movie. It was me, my brother, my mom, and my dad. And well, we after the movie we had watched, we went to go reach for the remote, and it was missing. So we're like, okay, well, one of us probably put it somewhere else. So we went all around the house looking for this remote, and turns out, like, when we came back to the living room, the remote was in the same exact spot where it had been before. But we all knew that, like, it was missing and it was gone. So we were really confused by that. And a little history on this house was that there was an elderly couple that used to live there, and they were pretty deep in debt. And they ended up killing themselves in our garage. They had sat in their car and turned the car on and let it run, and it eventually killed them. So, and the house has, according to my mom, she says the house, we don't live there anymore, but at the time my mom was like, the house just does not have a good energy to it. And I kind of felt that too, because I had experienced my first, I guess, sleep paralysis type experience. I don't really know what to call it, because I absolutely hated my bedroom. I don't know why, mainly because I would hear voices in the vent when our AC was pretty much broken half the time for no reason. I always felt like there was a man standing in my closet. But the reason why I talk about sleep paralysis is because I used to be able to control my dreams and like kind of lucid dreaming. Well, for some reason, they always turned into these horrible, horrible nightmares. And at the end of every dream, like, I would wake up, but I couldn't open my eyes. Like, I knew I was awake, but all I could see was, like, TV static, and I could hear it. And it would feel like hours before I could even wake up and move. Well, there was this one night that I had the sleep paralysis, and, you know, after every night where I had being a little kid, I would get out of my bed, grab my blanket, my stuffed animal, and go to my parents' room down the hallway. Well, I would always book it to my parents' room because I hated the bathroom, and it was right next to my room. I don't know what it was. I just hated it. It freaked me out. But anyway, so this one night I had gotten up. I was ready to book it. And the way my house is laid out is so you walk in, there's a living room, and then there's the stairs on the left side of the house. And my room is, like, right next to the stairs, and so I can see out into the living room. Well, I opened my door, and I had this feeling to just look behind me. And I looked behind me, and there was a tall, black figure of a man standing there staring at me. And I remember, like, squinting to see if, like, maybe I was tired, my eyes were playing tricks on me, but I did that several times, and I was freaked out, and he was still standing there. And so I booked it to my parents' room, and I was freaking out, and I've always remembered that. Well, apparently my brother, he had experienced stuff like that too. He said that he saw this figure follow him around school and in the house. And so I asked him, like, what would the figure look like? And he said it was a tall black figure of a man. No, it was no features, no clothes, nothing. It would just follow him everywhere. And that kind of freaked me out since I saw that too. And he told me that it would get so bad to the point where he would have breakdowns and just really freak him out. Another thing I hate about the bathroom is he told me that he was in there a couple times and the faucet would turn on by itself, which kind of confirmed, like, okay, there was something in that bathroom. Let's see. My mom had also said that one night she was laying in bed and she saw this figure, the same figure me and my brother had been seeing, walk from her bathroom up to the bed and started pressing on her chest like she couldn't breathe. Like, the thing was just causing her not to breathe. So she was freaking out and, like, she couldn't scream or anything because so she started saying a prayer and then it went away. Well, there was just a lot of stuff in that house and some of it has followed me because I've always had ghosts. I've always had my own weird experiences. I have so many. I have a ghost box. I have a flashlight that I use, and I'm kind of known as the ghost whisperer with my friends. That house was definitely something. Thank you for listening to my story. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that. What's your thoughts?
Number one, when I was a kid, we had that same bathroom problem, and I'd walk by it and I'd be like there, you couldn't. Like, it was just too, I was too afraid of it. So I totally related to that part of the story.
Yeah.
So I could, like, at night, you just, if you had to go to the bathroom, you would just lay there all night because you wouldn't go to that bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I have to wonder, you know, it, like, with it, knowing that a couple died in the house and the manner of which they did, mm-hmm. makes you wonder if they ever really did leave the house. You know, when someone, you know, especially a couple takes their own lives, mm-hmm. it's just, that's so tragic. How would that ever leave a house? Like, that sadness and that desperation they'd have to feel before they did it. And I don't know. It just makes you think that it's all connected.
Yeah. I mean, it almost feels like you're tarnishing the energy of the house with yourself.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that.
I don't know. But, you know, and I don't know. I think there was something going on in that house for sure.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't know what the heck that was, but when you find out something like that, you have to wonder.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like when she saw that shadow person, you know, it's like that doesn't feel necessarily like it was maybe the man, but maybe, you know, who mm-hmm. knows? Could be.
Yeah.
It's hard not to connect those things.
It is. And I completely agree. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. 855-853-4802. Our number, if you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. And if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, it's all there for you on Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can get Apple Podcasts on any device now, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created the Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast, it's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created the Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast, it's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.